time for our Monday get-together here on Patriots Monday with Bill Belichick. The coach is being brought to you by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, by the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. It's going on now through the November the 2nd, and by Arbella Insurance. And joining us live on the Harbor One Hotline right now is Bill Belichick. Good afternoon, Bill.
Hi, Glenn. How are we doing? Carson, Lou.
Hey, Bill.
Good. We're doing fine. Strange week again for your camp. You've talked in the past, Bill, about how you win games sometimes Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I'm wondering, with everything you were limited with, and then the uncertainty if other guys were going to be placed on the COVID list, and they were, did that limit what you could install for this game?
I don't think it limited what we could install. It definitely limited what we could practice. So we didn't really get a lot of reps on, didn't get very many reps on the things that we practiced. I mean, I guess that could have limited the installation a little bit, but I think we had enough. I think we had enough things in there. We just didn't get to work on, and obviously our execution was, you know, lacking in all areas. So.
Was that one of the biggest issues after watching the film? Just how the little things affected the game so much, stuff that you normally would have been able to practice, and then coming up in a game, was that something that you guys identified as being a problem?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what caused what, but we need to coach better and play better, and just got to do a better job.
Yeah, I was asking because I just, you know, I'm just looking at the very last play of the game, Coach, the pass to N'Keal Harry. It seemed like somebody was either N'Keal Harry should have went out, or, you know, Cam should have thrown it in. Not really sure what the play was called. But I have a feeling, is that kind of an example of, hey, if we were able to rep this multiple times, maybe we'd have a better chance of actually completing that play?
Sure, more practice time would help the execution of any play.
Hey, Coach, you guys obviously been through a lot the last couple of weeks. You had Ferentz on Friday, three more Sunday morning. I think a lot of the Patriot fans were, you know, wondering if we were going to see this game on Sunday or not. But are you guys at the point where you're getting more comfortable, more knowledge about the virus, the contagious of how it can go through a team? You're getting more comfortable as a team, given what you've been through, to kind of play through it and be able to step on that field on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess so.
Well, let me ask you what a lot of people are talking about here today. And you basically said after the game that you did it because you thought it was best. But are you willing to share what your thought process was for going for the two-point conversion after the camp touchdown?
Convert it and make it a seven-point game.
So often it seems that a lot of times you go for the one and then you go for the two-point conversion and the 8 points and the next touchdown. But you did it this way. Was there something, did you have a play that you just loved, you thought was going to work at that time? Because you've said that in the past. If you've got a play, sometimes you do stuff that might be a little bit different.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course we thought the play would work. That's why we called it. But it didn't, so.
I guess my question is, referring to the same play, Coach, because it was, now listen, I'm not a coach, and I'm just some ex-dope who used to play the sport, so making these decisions are completely out of my pay grade. Because I guess it all comes down to strategy. Okay, it was 18-9, and you said, okay, you want to get it to within 7 points, and it's a one-score game. But if you miss it, then it's two possessions. Did the timing of when you guys had the opportunity to go for it have a lot to do with your decision to go for 2 points at that point in time as opposed to actually kicking the extra point?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of time in the game. I mean, if we needed two scores, and certainly it's plenty of time for us to get two scores. I thought we were going to have two more possessions, so. You know, we need to stop them to get those possessions. But, you know, I think it just declared the game and you know, ultimately we had a chance, and that's really, you know, I think what you're hoping for at that point is you have a chance to, you know, to win the game, and we had a chance to do that. We just couldn't get it done. Same thing as the Seattle game, you know. Eventually, you know, we had enough time, we had enough opportunity, we just couldn't get it done.
You know, I know a lot of coaches have the little silly cards, like when to go for it for 2 points. I saw, I think Rich Gannon was actually showing his on TV one day. Is that something that you utilize, or is it just always how you feel about how your team is actually playing, and I guess the emotion and the energy of the game? Like, is that part of it also? Like, what you think your team is capable at that time?
Yeah, I'd say a game situation always, you know, goes into it, goes into the decision, definitely. But, you know, we have our general strategy. There's some things that are pretty clear-cut. There's others that are, you know, gray and could go either way. So it would depend on the situation and on those ones that really, you know, you could do it either way. You know, there's a reason to do it one way or another, and that's why you would pick one over the other.
Coach, I don't know if you had a chance to look at that James White run again in the fourth quarter. If you did you, it's one of those where you wish you'd thrown that flag, or what was the thought process during that one?
Yeah, well, you only get 2 challenges, so you can't challenge every play. So, I mean, there's 5 plays you could challenge in every game. You got to pick out the ones you think are give you the best. Like the touchdown on the quarterback sneak.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was a touchdown, so we challenged it. But, you know, you can't challenge 5 plays in every game. So just that's the way it is.
So, Bill, you've been dealing with injuries with the offensive line, and I know you like guys to be versatile and be able to play different positions. But what was it like in the course of the game to kind of flip everybody around, especially when Illuminor got injured? Guys were playing multiple different positions.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not the ideal situation. But, you know, I thought all things considered, those guys hung in there and, you know, play competitively. But, you know, hopefully we can get more consistency and play better here going forward.
Coach, I was wondering the wide receiver tight end position right now, just that lack of production, is that kind of affecting how you can play calling, moving the ball down the field?
I mean, overall, we need more production offensively, period. You know, we have 14 first downs. And I think we probably have more production out of the tight end position in this game than we've had all year.
Is that a problem? Because not everybody's Rob Gronkowski. So you're the best tight end in football maybe of ever. And obviously you use that. But that lack of production that you're getting, as you mentioned, maybe this game is the best. But like a guy like Devin Asiasi, I saw him getting that game there today. Is he kind of progressing, or is he a situation where a young kid kind of missed camp, OTAs, and kind of put him behind the eight ball?
Well, I think all of our young players are getting better, and you know, we'll take it game by game, week by week, and see how it goes. I don't know.
So in the game, it seemed like Denver obviously was moving the ball decently between the 20s, but inside the 20, red zone, fringe defense. You guys, your defense played really well, really limiting didn't give up a touchdown with all the opportunities they have. What does it say about your defense when they could, you know, play so well in such a critical time of the game? What does it say about your defense, or why do they play so well inside the 20 as opposed to between the 20s?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit harder down there for the offense. They just have less space to work in, but, you know, we always spend a lot of time on that. That's an important part of the game for us, and, you know, our players generally do a good job of preparing down there, and, you know, we're able to, you know, make some key stops. But, you know, we had our opportunities when we had good field position. We weren't able to hold it and get the ball back for our offense and put them in better setup, and so we got to, you know, there's certainly room for improvement there all the way around. You just got to do a better job, in all three areas. Could have had better field position in the kicking game. Certainly could have kept better field position defensively and could have had more production offensively. So it's just really not good enough in any area.
Were they pretty effective in third down situations? Because it seemed like there were a lot of big third downs for Denver. And you're right. Unfortunately, they were in an area where McManus still could get them 3 points, but they didn't get 7 out of it.
Yeah, well, that's why we had a chance to, win the game on the last drive. We just got to do a better job of, converting those scoring opportunities.
Coach, you brought in Phillips, and obviously...
Well enough in the fringe area when we had the ball down there. We were close to field goal range and a couple of negative plays in there. And so, it wasn't just the last drive. We had other opportunities where we were on their side of the field and could have come out with more points than we did.
Coach, I was asking about Adrian Phillips. I mean, obviously you brought him in. There was a lot that you liked about him just because you brought him in. But has he even exceeded your expectations?
Adrian's done a nice job in things that we've asked him to do. He is a very instinctive player, and he's handled some responsibilities that are probably a little bit different than what he did, with the Chargers. But, he's a smart kid that works hard, has played a lot of football, and has a good feel, knows how to play, and was productive again for us yesterday. He's a good tackler, and I said he's instinctive when he finds the ball. So I'm glad we have him, and hopefully he'll continue to be productive for us.
So I know we kept harping on this quarterback competition, and I feel like we had the wrong guys that we were arguing about, guys. And I think it was it really should have been Cam Newton and Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman with another 2 passes completed yesterday. Man, a lot can go wrong on those plays, Coach. And we talk about, not being able to practice and maybe you didn't rep them. Were those plays that you guys had in your back pocket for a while? And if so, were you guys also able to rep those before the game at all during the week?
Well, on a limited basis, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you've seen both of those plays before. So we've had some experience with them, but. Josh made really good calls on both of them. They helped put us in scoring position. And as I said, we just got to take better advantage of those opportunities when we get them.
You're going to play the San Francisco 49ers this week. You know an awful lot about Jimmy Garoppolo, and I'm wondering what your take is on Garoppolo and how he has developed out there. They throw a lot of passes behind the line of scrimmage, and they get a lot of yardage after the catch. But what is Jimmy doing now that maybe you didn't see before?
Jimmy's a good quarterback. Took him to the NFC Championship last year. Won the NFC Championship, so I think he's certainly been able to have a high level of achievement and accomplishment out there. They signed him to a contract that showed they have confidence in him as their quarterback. So I don't think any of that's all that surprising. I think we all know Jimmy's a good player.
Well, I'd say you guys got your hands full this week with that offense between the guys that they have, between Kittle and Samuel, Jimmy, and the running game that they have. A team that you don't know great. What's the biggest thing for you guys to work on this week?
Yeah, well, they do of course, Kyle does a real good job game planning and causing problems for the defense. So, we'll just have to be sound across the board. As you pointed out, there's no one guy you can stop, and they have a lot of good players, good receivers, good tight end, good running backs, good quarterback, good offensive line, good tackles there with Williams and McGlinchey. So, and they're very good on defense, very fast and aggressive defense. that doesn't give up a lot of big plays. Guys fly to the ball, tackle well. So, you know, it's a good football team. I mean, you don't win the NFC without a good one. So they proved that last year, and they're well coached. So I'm sure it'll be, you know, we'll have to play well in all three phases to be competitive with them. We know that. So that's what we're going to gear up to do this week, and I'll be ready to go on Sunday afternoon.
Be nice to have some practices this week, I take it.
All right, so now it's time for the Mercedes question of the week. The Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event going on now through November 2nd. Visit MBUSA.com or your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for available inventory and limited time offers. Coach, we saw our first, got our first chance to have Tuesday night football. I'm curious if there's any chance that you think Tuesday night would be a better place for a game instead of Thursday or Monday. I think it's better placed on a Tuesday.
I mean, Tuesday to Sunday is definitely better than Sunday to Thursday in terms of, you know, giving players time to, you know, recover and prepare for the game. But, I mean, in the end, Christian, all that's really over my head. I'm just kind of worried about trying to help coach our team and prepare them for San Francisco and get ready to go. And we'll leave the scheduling to, you know, all the experts. But when they schedule them, we'll be there and play them.
I'm sure you will.
On to the 49ers. The conversation with the coach is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off. Bill, we'll talk to you next Monday. Have a good one.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Coach.
There you go, Bill Belichick.
He always sounds so much happier when he hangs up.
Oh, my God. After the Mercedes-Benz question, he's like, oh, sweet. Hey, guys, have a great week. You guys, hey, Lou, you were great, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Glenn, hey, way to carry the interview.
All right, we'll pick it up on the other side and talk about it coming up next.